KO4GIV, any station.
KO4GIV, KO4HKX. Last call on station, please call KO4HKX.
4GIV, the Lyman landfill off 292 is open. Greer has body power. One part of it does, other part don't. The Capabella Recycle Center and the one on 357 and the one at Lake Bowen is still closed.
Let me make sure I got most of this, because it's a little fast for me there. Landfill in Lyman is open, so you can throw away your trash and all the spoiled goods out of the refrigerator, correct?
Landfill in Lyman is open. And the recycle center at Campbellbella, Lake Boeing, at Highway 357 is still closed. And the power is on part of Greer. And they have gas. I got gas there.
Tom, you need any feels on that?
This is W4ATP. Wait one on that. I'm currently taking traffic in Pickens County regarding services open here. I'll give you a call in a minute.
Roger that. Wayne, GIV, let me make sure I got this from you, okay? Landfill in Lyman is open. Transfer station in Campobello, and I missed the other one, is open, but the one at 357 is closed.
No, the three transfer stations I said, they are closed. Just the Lyman landfill is open for now.
Okay, roger that. All three transfer stations are closed, but the landfill is open.
Affirmative.
Roger that, and there is power in Selma Greer. You were able to get gas. What station?
The Sphinx station on Highway 14, where it comes out on 29. They had just got a load of fuel, and I live in Gallonsville, and I saw people pulling into the Sphinx station at 11 and 14, and they was getting gas. And at Gallonsville, right now, I have power. I don't know if it'll stay on or not. This is first time since Friday morning.
And can I get a name with that? I think it's Vince, right? Can I get a name? Dale, okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that information. Be careful out there. KO4HKX.
KQ4GIV. On the side listening.
KX-KF4-GOD.
Go ahead, John.
Distance from my house in Simpsonville to Georgetown Baptist Church is approximately 64 miles as the crow flies.
I'm looking for how much dirt there is between us, if it's even a feasible path for 2 meters, or if we're going to have to go to straight HF, because set up a link between them and here to move supplies and needs.
Yeah, that I can't figure out how to do. Maybe if I'm around, I can get a lesson later.
I don't know if there's any use to using that line of sight website, but I could help you if you give me the two locations and try it.
Roger that. I don't know what he calls it. He's just got a way of going to Google Earth, and it has to be a certain Google Earth. So I don't know. That's why I was calling Dave, if he could do that. And you plot a course, and it tells you if there's the amount of dirt there that you can use. I know there's other options, but I know that's the one he uses, and that's the one that come to mind.
WZJKT.
JKT, go ahead, KO4HKX.
Earth, but it has to be the desktop application running on Windows. The web interface to Google Earth will not plot the terrain profile. So you just create a path on Google Earth desktop application, and then when you click on the path, you just go to elevation, and it'll show you the elevation profile. That's what I'm going to do when I get back to the office here. So what were the two locations, Patrick? I'm close enough, I'll remember them now.
The first one is Georgetown Baptist Church in Leicester, North Carolina. The second one is my location, which is 3232 Hendersonville Highway, North Carolina, Pisgah Forest.
It was taken down, so I'm a few minutes from the office. I'll get working on that, and then I'll probably have to come out to the truck to relay the information to you, but that's not a big deal. So give me a bit, and I'll get back with you. This is W2JKT.
KO4HKX, standing by, guys. Thanks for all the help.
N4ZLK.
NKO4HKX.
Let you know the sinks at Whitehorse Road and 85, exit 45 or 46. Has fuel, power, food, and ATMs, working ATMs.
Again.
At 46, I believe, on 85, the Sphinx gas station, 85, and Whitehorse Road.
Sphinx at 85 and Whitehorse Road. Okay, I know right where you're at.
Heavy law enforcement presence.
KO4HKX, standing by.
Okay, thanks.
W4ATP, I got a good copy on that location. I'm going to take a five-minute pause for a minute. I'll be back shortly. W4ATP.
Thank you.
For HKX, KI4DOS.
Yes, KO4HKX.
Sphinx at K Drive and 123 is open. They're on generator power. They do have gas.
Drive and 183 has gas, but on backup generator.
K Drive and 123, they do have gas, and they're running on backup generator.
That's the one right down from your house, right? Thank you for that, Gary. And how are you and Miss Joy doing this morning?
We do have power there at the house. It ends right there at the edge of my property. they disconnected it there because of the trees are on power lines and all in the rest of the neighborhood. But we do have power at the house.
Okay. Well, y'all be safe out there. And if you need anything, please reach out. KO4HKX.
Well, I'll be monitoring when I get back to the house. I'm in the mobile right now. But so far, everything is starting to come back to normal. It's going to be a while, though.
Yeah, it seems like it's starting to get fairly normal with eyes back down there. But up here, it's still recovery and trying to rescue everybody. But go ahead, Sean.
I'll get back to you.
Gary, anything I can do for you guys?
Nope, everything else is fine. No problems. If I have any problems, I'll let you know.
Roger that. Well, it's good to hear your voice this morning, KO4HKX.
Okay, bud. Appreciate all that you're doing up there and the rest of the fellas that have been in there for the last two or three days. Like I said, we do appreciate all of you and what you're doing. If there's anything we can do with a rescue effort up there, let us know. We'll talk to you a little bit later. KO4HKX, KF4DOS Mobile.
Okay, you be safe out there. And again, please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello. KO4HKX, standing by. Call the station. Go ahead, KO4HKX.
Somerville, N4CRV. I hope you're doing well and getting a rest. Appreciate what you're doing. Just wanted to let you know that I work for a heating and air conditioning wholesale company. We're open for anybody out there that, any contractors out there looking for parts and supplies, we're open. I heard through the airwaves yesterday, some were looking for map gas, and I got plenty of it. I've also got WindLink up and running, N4 CRV. Just wanted to put that out there. If any of the guys out there looking for contractor parts, we're open.
That, can I get a name for you?
Earl.
Yeah, and I'm assuming the shop is located in Simpsonville also.
Off of Woodruff Road in Greenville. Best I could tell, most of the power lights on Woodruff Road are open and are on and functioning.
Roger that. I'm just trying to get around the legal aspect of all that. Don't want to give the name of out there. I don't know. Go ahead and give it up.
That's why I put out there that I've got WindLink up and running. If anybody wants to shoot me an email, N4CRV.
Roger that. Thank you, Lee. And I am going to step to the side here for a minute and let Wayne take it back over. KQ4GIK. He will be at the net control for a little bit. KQ4GIK. KO4HKX. Clear.
Mobile, I'll be checking in as I can. Handhelds are dead, so I'm coming out to my car periodically.